The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church with Reverend Jimmy Krishan on Sunday, January 13th, 2019.
Church. Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus our Christ on this Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Today is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Father, we behold your beauty that is around us. We behold your beauty that is in the lives of others around us. And let us show the beauty that is you within us. Let us come now to worship you in spirit and in truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our reading today is Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Word of God for the people of God.
Baptism of the Lord Sunday is a good time to ask the question, what is baptism? What does it mean? Should we care? Do we worry about it? Is it significant? Why is it baptism Lord Sunday? Because this is the Sunday we celebrate Jesus being baptized. So I ask you some questions just to kind of test the waters a little bit. And how many of you understand all there is to know about baptism? How many of you realize that the subject baptism has separated the Christian community into denominations? Bingo. It is the number two thing that churches differ on. And we see as there being two sacraments, those things that Jesus said to do in his name. Number one is communion. That's a sacrament. That is something Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And baptism in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, Jesus says to go to make disciples and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the second thing he told us to do with his name attached, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. So then what is baptism? How many of you have thought about baptism as washing away your sins? Okay. Nah. Has nothing to do with sin. So what then is baptism? Folks, I have news for you. There's not enough water to wash your sins down any drain. There's just not. We can't run it hot enough, we can't run it cold enough, and we can't run enough of it. We can't even get enough lye soap on you with it to get your sins washed because they're in here. Water won't do it. Well, Pastor, how do you know that to be true? Because the Bible says so. And I get so worried about people who say, no, baptism is about washing away your sins. No, it's not. Because if it was about washing away your sins, Jesus would not have been baptized because he didn't have any sin. He certainly wasn't baptized to have his sins forgiven. And how else do I know it's not about it? There was a thief crucified on the cross with Jesus, right? And you don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. Because he said to that thief, what? Today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say, hold on a minute. Hey, boys, come and get him off of here. Baptize him and put him back up so he can finish dying. That's not what he said. Today, so baptism, what is baptism then? Here's a technical thing for baptism. It's an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. Got it? That help? So, because you were in Sunday school. Oh, and I want to apologize for our Facebook not being live. The computer decided to do a Windows system-wide update. Dennis, it started at 30 minutes before we got there so we could avoid this, and it still wasn't barely finished when we got done with Sunday school. It said this may take a while, and it wasn't lying. And it didn't give us a choice. It wasn't a restart later. It said, Windows is updating. Thank you, Windows. So what then is baptism to us? If you take notes, I'm going to give you a few words to put down. Number one, symbols or symbolic. Symbols or symbolic. That don't mean they're fake. Symbols or symbolic. Number two would be commitment. Number two would be commitment. Symbolic and commitment. Another one would be dedication. Kind of goes with commitment, but dedication. So let me give you a little history, and then we'll come back to those. In the Jewish community, the symbol of baptism wasn't new. The symbol of baptism was that you were starting a new place in your life. It was the symbol of, if you will, a rebirth. And it had been argued, if you read John's Gospel, Jesus and Nicodemus are arguing about being born of water and the Spirit. And so we're all born of water, right? We start out born of water. But it was a symbolization. It was a symbol of turning your life into something different, washing away the past and starting something new. So that was the tradition of Judaism. And everybody who was going to start out into a ministry would typically have some ceremony done. So Jesus comes to John, notice that. He comes to John and he says to John, you need to baptize me. And John said, wait a minute, I know who you are. You need to baptize me. And Jesus said, no, we need to do this because it is what we should do. It fulfills the prophecies. It is unto righteousness. So John says, okay. I love the way the Bible says that, and he submitted. He gave in. He argue with Jesus. I mean, how many of you want to argue with Jesus? How many of you have made a deal with him? That's different, isn't it? If you, how many of us have said that? I've got news for you. How many of you have had a really bad stomach virus? Then you've dealt with it. You said, oh, God, help me. You know, if you'll just make this go away. If you just, now, don't tell me you ain't made a deal. Did you keep it? So what is baptism? So Jesus goes down and he gets in the water and he's baptized. We don't know how he was baptized. This is the other thing that separates us by denomination. Is the mode of baptism. The brethren dipped you three times forward. The Baptist put you all the way under. And I've told you, Dennis told me a story. I'm going to tell it to you. So there was a Methodist and a Baptist having an argument about baptism. And the Methodist said, well, what if we get you just wet up to your waist? Will that do? He said, no. He said, what if we get you just wet up maybe halfway up your chest? And the Baptist said, no. He said, well, what if we get you right up to your chin, just below your mouth? And the Baptist said, no. So the Methodist said to the Baptist, so what you're saying is we got to get you wet all the way up on top of your head. And the Baptist said, yeah, that's what we believe. The Methodist said, we got you covered. We lay on hands right on top of your head with water. So, you know, we just get you there quicker. I'm remembering that the next time I'm having a conversation with one of those Baptists. We don't really care how you're baptized. We will baptize you by immersion. We'll dip you three back, three forward, sideways. We'll hose you off. We just want you to get baptized. Why? Because Jesus said to baptize. Jesus gave us the example of baptism. But more than that, it's what it symbolizes. It symbolizes dying and rebirth. Baptism symbolizes the giving up of this worldly parts and starting a new life. It's that symbol of rebirth, and we in Methodism baptized infants because that is a new birth. And we bring them into community. That was another word to put down. And we put them into that commitment. How many of you have been baptized? I think most of you have. Travis may be the only one that hadn't. How many of you have been a part of a baptismal service? Well, did you notice that when you were part of the baptismal service, you had to say things too? Do you renew? Do you? It's commitment, covenant. It's bringing us into something that's greater than us. But I want to show you something real quick before we get to our response. Jesus is being baptized by John. Now, Matthew's writing this, and Matthew's writing to the Jewish community after the fall of Jerusalem after 70 AD. All of the Jewish religious leaders are dead. The Romans systematically hunted them down and murdered them. There was none. So the Jewish people were in dysphoria. They were dispersed again, this time without any religious leadership. Matthew's writing into that mess. And he's going to connect the dots right here. The covenant is being kept. The promises are being fulfilled. The traditions are being observed. Jesus is being submitting himself, coming to be baptized. In Matthew's gospel, this will begin the official ministry of Jesus. And from this point to the end, Jesus' face is fixed upon the cross. We launch toward Easter this Sunday. We start planning toward Easter in the church. Now, Jesus is baptized, and he comes up out of the water. He lifts his head, wipes his eyes, whatever's going on. What happens next? The heavens open. The heavens open. Literally, in the Greek, it means that the heavens divided. There was a division, like a huge gaping hole had opened up. This would have reminded them that the temple had been torn down and that the veil of the temple had been torn open when Jesus was crucified. And now God was coming down. And they saw the Holy Spirit descending as a dove. What's a dove a symbol of? Got one back here on a banner. Got one over here on a banner. It's a symbol of peace. So why is it a symbol of peace? You're going to have to spend some more time in your book. We Christians read it. You got to go back to the flood. You got to go back to Noah. You got to go back to the ark. You got to go back to God has judged the world and caused a flood. And now Noah and those animals have been on that boat for a long time. He sent a raven out, and the raven didn't come back. And now he sent a dove out. The dove comes back, and what's he got? An olive branch. An olive branch is a symbol of what? Peace. Why are the dove and the olive branch then a symbol of peace? Because God says then, look, I have put my rainbow in the sky, and I am making a covenant of peace with you that I shall not destroy the world this way again. There's the olive branch. There is the peace. There is the dove. They see the dove. Got the connection now? If you're a good Jew, you would have got that right away. But I'm not noticing you being Jewish. So I guess it's okay. So now, you know, he's got this olive branch thing. He's got this dove descending on him. And the Holy Spirit is descending as this dove. In other words, peace is coming. Covenant is coming. Promise is coming. God is showing up. Big things are happening. There's a divide. There's a connection between this Jesus guy down here by the river and God who is sitting on the throne. And then not only that, but you got, man, I wish the English was better, but it's just not. The Greek says that then they heard God. They heard God say, "This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." And the image is this, that God has just wrapped his arms around his son Jesus. And with a great big Jewish hug, has kissed him on both cheeks. Turned him around and presented him to the world. "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." Baptism is significant because we believe that God does the same thing to every one of us. That Jesus has opened heaven up to us, given access to God to us, given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that when we give our hearts and lives to God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, when we commit in that covenant of baptism, that water symbolizes God wrapping his arms around us and hugging us close to his chest and giving us a kiss on both cheeks, and said to the world, "This one is mine, my beloved." That's who you are. That's who I am. That's who we are to God as Christians, as those who trust in Jesus Christ unto salvation. This water symbolizes God's love for us, a covenant, and a new life born out of that love that God has for us in Jesus. The hymns have all talked about how precious Jesus is and the brokenness and the healing and all of the things that God does in our lives through Jesus. The hope that he gives. Church, remember, the sky broke open for you too. You may not have saw it in the dramatic form, but God is still accessible to every one of us through the love and grace that is offered through Christ. Always remember that you are loved beyond measure. There isn't a way to measure God's love for you. Always remember, you've never disappointed God. God loves you despite your faults and failures. I'd say sometimes he might get a little miffed at us, though. Maybe. How many of you have got kids? Anybody got kids in here? Some of you ain't got them yet, but you might have them. How many of you have got somebody you love? Anybody? Everybody should, I hope. How many of you have got somebody that loves you, even though they don't have to? Maybe that's a better question. Now let me ask you a question. Do you still love them when they mess up? Do you get a little miffed sometimes? But you still love them, right? Now imagine, if we who are earthly can do that, how much more God can do that? And God also has the power to change your life. And that's what baptism is about. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter where. What matters is that you know that God is working in your heart. It's a symbol. It's a participation. It's a commitment to a covenant of community, where baptism is done in the community. And it's realizing and remembering that we call God Father, and we are His children, beloved. Amen. Heads bowed for just a minute as we prepare our hearts to come to a different way of responding to the Word this morning. And that is that we will remember our baptism. And I pray that we will remember our baptism and be grateful. Our gracious and loving God, we were born through the water. May we have been reborn through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. May we now remember our baptism and be grateful. May we truly know that God is willing to open the heavens, to wrap His arms around our wounded hearts and lift us up. Hear our prayers offered in Your name. Amen. You are His child in whom He is pleased, and that you are beloved. And may God's grace and peace go with you, bless you, and keep you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people said, Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to a worship service recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Our church is located at 1515 Edgar Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. You may call us at 307-362-5334. Please note our email address, which has changed recently, rsfumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Visit our website at rockspringsumc.org for more information about our congregation, our ministries, or upcoming events. Audio copies of this sermon are also available on the website. We invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m.